And hello again, I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, and I'm speaking with Jane Hampshire, who's the founder of FireDogLate.com and one of America's most popular and influential political bloggers. She's also a motion picture producer who's made such films as Natural Born Killers, Apt Pupil, Permanent Midnight, and From Hell. Yesterday, she was detained at Quantico Marine Corps Base as she attempted to visit Bradley Manning, who is in solitary confinement there for allegedly handing over the trove of WikiLeaks diplomatic and military cables. Thank you for joining us here today. Day, Jane Hampshire.
Thank you so much for having me, Ian. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well,
something that just came in over the wire with your listeners, because literally it just came in front of me.
Go ahead.
Military officials have confirmed to MSNBC that Brig Commander James Averhart did not have the authority to place Manning on suicide watch for 2 days last week. They are admitting that they did the wrong thing. I am really, really happy.
So what did they do to you, though? I mean, you've been visiting there with David House, who is the second on the list of visitors after Private Manning's lawyer. So why this time were you detained?
Well, that's a good question, and only the people who did the detaining know that for sure, but I can tell you why I think they did it. I am just the driver. David has been staying with me when he comes down. He's 23 years old. He's a student. And he has been, you know, putting together the defense fund for Bradley Manning and really standing up in his defense. And he's been harassed, as have all the students that have come to Manning's defense. They've been investigated by the Army Counterintelligence, the FBI, Homeland Security. They've been stopped and searched when they try and leave the country. David had his computer seized by the military, by the FBI. And they've really managed to scare off everybody but David from coming to see Bradley Manning. So I was just someone who allowed him to stay at my house and drove him down to Quantico. But every time we've been before, things have been fine. They let me on the base to drive David to the brig and then told me to go sit at McDonald's until visiting hours were over, then pick him up. So I did. This time, they were very upset. And the minute we drove up, it was clear that they were going to harass us and detain us. And we asked why, and they said that they had orders to do that. And
they said the orders came from the top, right?
Yes, and by the end of the ordeal, there were, you know, high-ranking military people in the guardhouse with the military police who were detaining us. And it was clear that they did not want David to go see Bradley that day. David, as you mentioned, is really his only visitor other than his attorney anymore. And David had been out of the country raising money for Bradley's defense in Europe for a month, so Bradley hasn't had a personal visitor for over a month. And they kept us until 2:50 and then finally released us. And that meant that visiting hours were over at 3 o'clock and David couldn't visit him. So.
And David had previously said that he was concerned about Bradley Manning's physical and psychological condition.
That's why I think that they did it. I think that they were punishing David for speaking out. He was one of the sources, but the primary source, I would say, for the stories that came out last month.
So just give us a sense of what's going on here with this suicide watch.
Let me explain a little bit. So they are holding him in the brig at Quantico, and he's in the Army, but the Quantico brig is a Marine facility. And they claim that they are not holding him in solitary confinement because there's no reason to hold him in solitary confinement. He hasn't been convicted of anything. They haven't tried him. They couldn't do that, so they say, no, they are not holding him in solitary, they're holding him on suicide watch. Well, basically, suicide watch allows you to do the same thing that they do, and he'll do in solitary confinement, but it's just for the person's own good. The problem is that three psychiatrists have said that Bradley Manning is now at risk of suicide, three base psychiatrists. And so so when last week they had put Bradley under suicide risk, which meant that he, instead of being in his cell 23 hours a day, he's now in 24. They took his glasses away, except for small periods of time, so he couldn't read. He was left in his underwear. They sort of awakened him, not awakened him. I want to be very specific about this. They asked him questions every 5 minutes to make sure he was okay. When he was asleep, if they couldn't see him and he was curled up next to the wall, they woke him up to ask him, if he was, you know, okay. And basically it's the conditions of solitary confinement under another name. And so the lawyer for Bradley Manning had written a protest last week, filed an Article 138 complaint, saying that the brig commander had exceeded his authority in doing this against the recommendations of three psychiatrists.
He's not the only person. The UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, Juan Mendez, has submitted a formal inquiry to the State Department about Manning's treatment, and so has Amnesty International has written to Defense Secretary Robert Gates about Manning's inhumane and unnecessarily severe treatment. What do you make of this, Jane Hampshire? I mean, it's so extraordinary that if it's true that they're treating this guy inhumanely, and it's the military itself who's at fault for the leaks. I mean, if they're the custodians of the secrets, it's their mistake, isn't it? I mean,
I want to emphasize one thing, and I think because there's been so much propaganda released, nobody knows what Bradley Manning did. He hasn't confessed to anything or made any public statements. Everything we know about what he may or may not have done has come from a guy named Adrian Lemieux, a hacker who is an extremely unreliable source and has made up, a convicted hacker who has made up, who has said many conflicting things.
Right, and I think you could describe him as an FBI snitch, couldn't you?
That is exactly what he is. So I don't know what Manning did, quite honestly. I couldn't say, oh, he didn't do what they claimed he did, or that he did the things that... I can't say one way or another what he did. If it doesn't matter what he did, he hasn't been tried and convicted.
Right. I'm just wondering, though, whether this is a kind of... It seems such a misdirection that all of this anger is directed at this guy, and if it's true that these secrets were left the military... Nobody in the entire U.S. security world seems to be looking at themselves. They seem to be looking at this poor guy as a scapegoat. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Oh no, and I think that that's a valid point. My sort of position with regard to doesn't matter what your position about what he's alleged to have done is. If you should not be able to be labeled an enemy of the state like this and essentially tortured like this. And the New York Times has reported, Charlie Savage has reported, that the Justice Department's plan on WikiLeaks now is to try and get Manning to roll over on Julian Assange in exchange for a deal. And so coming at a time when he's being, held on suicide watch / tortured for his own good, and he can't have visitors. They're detaining his only visitor and keeping them, clearly for the purpose of making sure that he can't get in to see him in the brig after he hasn't been there for a month. That was the most frustrating thing yesterday. It wasn't anything else that was happening, that we were being harassed. And, you sign up for that when you enter the WikiLeaks world, right? You know that's what you're going to get. It's that what they were doing to us was a way of increasing making the conditions worse for Bradley Manning. So I started tweeting. When the good Lord gives you 8,000 Twitter followers, you use them. And I was just tweeting to let people know what was happening because I didn't know what was going to happen. They were threatening to arrest us. And so I called my lawyer and started tweeting away about everything they said in a sort of moment-by-moment basis. And the next thing I knew, I wasn't even looking at whether anybody was responding or not. I was just putting it out there. And there were tons of people following, and everybody was talking about it. And then today, Jake Tapper of ABC News asked Robert Gibbs about Bradley Manning's condition. That's never happened before. So, and the military looks like they may be really releasing the POI, the suicide watch that they've kept Manning under. I mean, that's amazing. If that happens, that will be a remarkable day.
Well, it seems that this is given that we know that there's a secret jury, a grand jury impaneled in Northern Virginia, and that there are these rumors out of the Justice Department that they're trying to use Bradley Manning to, in effect, charge Julian Assange with receipt of stolen property, if you will. I don't know what, I mean, obviously it won't be exactly that, but that's the idea, I think. Otherwise, they don't have a case because the First Amendment gets in the way. So is that your understanding, that what's going on here?
That they are trying to make a connection between
Yeah, that somehow Assange helped in the removal of it. Just didn't simply the stuff wasn't dropped off.
Absolutely, they've been trying to make that, and they've been trying to get Julian Assange to confess to that. But in this MSNBC story today, U.S. military officials tell NBC News that investigators have been unable to make any direct connection between a jailed army private suspected with leaking secret documents and Julian Assange.
Right.
I mean, this is remarkable. They've been trying to make that case forever, and they haven't been able to do it. And they weren't able to get Bradley to make a false confession, which is usually what one is trying to do when you're torturing somebody and refusing to give them due process.
And when you use the word torturing, explain that.
Well, I think that the deleterious effects of this quote-unquote suicide watch on Bradley, keeping him in his cell 23 hours a day. He's unable to exercise. At the time David made his revelation about Bradley's physical condition having deteriorated and his mental condition, he had not been allowed to read any books for months, any reading material whatsoever. It was sensory deprivation. And if anybody, looks at what the effects of solitary confinement are on people, it is in fact torture.
So, I hate to segue away from this extraordinary story that you're telling us and that you participated in live yesterday, and it is an extraordinary thing that these tools like Twitter exist. I must say that your use of them has been quite revealing. Just in closing, though, do you want to comment in any way on what happened with Rahm Emanuel being the other headline today that the courts have? Because apparently, I was just talking earlier on the program with Jonathan Alter, who said that Emanuel's two ambitions in life were to become the first Jewish speaker of the House, and if that didn't work out, the mayor of Chicago. And it looks like the courts are throwing a monkey wrench into that one.
What can I say? God likes me today.
So, all right. then another question, if you don't mind. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow with the State of the Union? Do you think that it will be a celebration of centrism, or is there a way? Will it be an opening shot in campaign to 2012? What do you expect?
Well, I think everybody was hearing that the president was going to come out in favor of cutting Social Security benefits in order to cut the deficit, and now reports are coming out today that he won't. So, that was a victory too. But I think that he will, quite predictably, come out for closing the deficit, which is really what he wants to run on in 2012, and talk about jobs. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of surprises. If I knew what they were right now, they wouldn't be surprises, would they?
Well, it's true, but I mean, I can't believe that anybody can't explode the Republican mantra, which is inherently contradictory, that they want tax cuts and to deal with the deficit. Why would he drink the deficit Kool-Aid without at least refuting the absurdity of the Republican position?
Well, he seems to have pretty much bought into it. I mean, at least that's my observation, but I welcome what anybody else's opinion of that is. I think that he really does believe that he needs to cut the deficit. He just has said so repeatedly.
But Social Security is one of the few things in the government that actually pays its way.
It absolutely does.
And in fact, it has a massive surplus.
But for whatever reason, that was the recommendation that the Deficit Commission came up with, and that was what people were hearing, the president was going forward. So Now it seems like he won't, so I think that that's going to be a good thing. I think a lot of people are more interested in finding out, you know, or there's more betting going on tonight about what Supreme Court justices will show up tomorrow than the content of Obama's speech.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jane, and for sharing your extraordinary experiences yesterday, and we're very appreciative.
All right.
Bye-bye. And hello again, I'm Ian Masters, just picking up with Jane Hampshire, founder of Firedog Late, who was detained yesterday as she attempted to visit Bradley Manning, who's in solitary confinement at the Quantico Marine Base in Virginia. I'd also like to thank producer Spencer Downing and assistant producer Semi Su Mong Pong and engineer Devin Jordan. I'll be back tomorrow with another background briefing. Until then, bye for now.